I want to extend my warmest greetings to all of you tonight attending this Sons of Italy celebration in honor of Aldo Chiron. Nancy and I regret not being there, and we know it'll be a great evening for you and for the man you're honoring. Aldo, you may remember it was my privilege to call you last year and congratulate you on your re-election as president of the Sons of Italy. I know how proud you were at that moment, and I was too. Americans take special pride in our rich ethnic history, especially the enormous contribution of Italian Americans to that history. The fine work done by the Sons of Italy, both to preserve this heritage and to build a brighter future for your communities, is admired by your fellow countrymen. It's your support and leaders like Aldo Chiron that have made the Sons of Italy as successful as it has been. Aldo was born in Italy and came to America as an infant. His life reflects in many ways the values and strength for which Americans of Italian descent are known. He served in the United States Army during the Second World War, and in 1947 married his lovely wife, Laura. They are now the proud parents of a daughter and four sons. He is a stalwart and admired member of the community, the kind of citizen who keeps this country the good and decent place we want it to be. All of this has served him well in his current post. And so, let me conclude by saying on behalf of all of your friends tonight, Aldo, we want to thank you for your great work in the past and tell you how much we look forward to working with you in the future. You've been a loyal and true son of Italy, a loyal and true American. Congratulations, and God bless you.